This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday.
Wow.
Friday, January 31st, 2025. It's payday for some. Us.
Yeah. Unless you collect bills, and guess what? It's all gone.
Bye, bills. Well, I didn't leave because I wanted to. I left because you paid me to leave. It was hush money, Bill. Leave. I'll see you next month.
Get out of here. Bill.
Scram, Bill.
Scram. Pound sand, Bills.
Move, Bills. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move, Bills.
Hit the bricks.
How's it going?
Pretty good. It's
in a wonderful mood.
I am too, but I didn't sleep much, which is weird. Just kind of lay in the bed and kind of look around. Like I felt rested, but didn't sleep.
Your mind was racing.
Like I'd lay there and watch TV on the couch, and then I'm like, I'll go upstairs and go to bed.
Yeah.
But you don't sleep, you just kind of lay there.
Well, But wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Something, you have something you want to talk about? Some kind of something that's not allowing you to relax?
No, I think I don't know. I think I'm starting. That's how I can tell I'm starting to put a dent in the weight loss. Like, I got to be down at least 10 pounds.
Don't weigh. Know. Don't do it.
Well, I got to tomorrow. It's once a month.
Well, yeah, then that's fine. But don't do it like.
When I lose that initial 10 to 15, you get a lot more energy, and then it's harder to go to sleep. You just don't sleep. You just lay there.
Yeah.
And then it's just like a piece. You're not tired. You feel rested, but.
Maybe get your wife to choke you out before bed.
So that's the thing. I haven't lost enough weight yet for her to be able to, to wrap around the neck.
Maybe get down to that and then don't weigh anymore and let her choke you out before bed. Maybe she can do a rear naked one.
I may have to choke myself and J.O. at the same time.
You have to be naked from the rear back. Rear naked.
How did people do that that didn't have belts? They had to get their buddies to choke them out while they, five knuckle shuffle.
Yeah.
And the buddy's like, it sucks.
Or like not talking about the people that died from it, but whatever your kink is. Yeah, I always say that. Whatever your kink is, it just don't float with me, and I don't get it, but that's fine. But, like some dudes who maybe didn't think to go into the closet for, not the proverbial closet, but the one that you would use for the belt. And they tried to do it from the beam of the roof or something. They ended up just being so heavy that they pulled their whole house down. You know?
You have to claim that on the insurance. Like, what happened to the...
What happened in here?
What happened to the ceiling?
Dude, I don't know. Forced entry? But the front door is fine. It's just that overhang in your bedroom's missing now.
Oh, man, they came in like Mission Impossible, straight from the top.
They dropped down. They came shimming down the side of my house and busted through the window like Christmas Vacation.
And then when they got here, man, they blew their nose all over the floor. That's what that is. I mean, come on. He must have had a cold when he broke in.
Where's your clothes at, sir? Why are you holding a hammer? Remember that guy?
Oh, man. Last Friday of the month.
Yeah, yeah.
Another month come and go. I feel like the sickness is starting to go away.
You still had it?
No, I mean
you mean in general?
Yeah, in general. Like everybody, we're getting into February and weather's not great today, but usually.
Yeah.
Seems like it's starting to shift.
Getting sick is just it's. I figured it out with me. I do turn into a puss when I'm sick, I was telling Fat Boy yesterday that, and I don't want any kind of sickness. I'm knocking on wood now. That's if the occult, by the way. I shouldn't do it.
There's trash.
Well, I'm mad. I'll pick that back up. But what was I saying? I kicked the trash can over and I was like, oh God, what was in it? There's all this stuff on the floor now.
What if there was all kind of just runoff in it?
All kind of just awful stuff.
All in the carpet.
Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say. I'm easily distracted too. The TV's on. I'm like, I went to high school with that guy. That's crazy. Just caught me off guard real good. Dick Button's dead.
Don't mention his name. Oh, God, Lord. I keep seeing that.
Yeah, Dick Button.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't really know who he was.
Dick Button?
I didn't.
At first, I thought that it was that product they sell at Adam and Eve.
I knew Benjamin.
It's not a toy. It's a novelty. You put it on your desk and you hit it when you want some.
It's like a paperweight. Yeah. Like the old Staples button from back in the day.
Yeah. It's like it's on the wall. You have to pull a lever up and then just hit it. And their alarm goes,
Dick Button has been initiated. Dick Button has been initiated.
He gets up there. St. Peter's like, your name, please? Dick Button. All right, sir, one more time and you're going to hell.
They won't.
Quit messing like that up here. Dude, that's my name. I'm Dick Button.
They wouldn't let you in because you'd be snickering at St. Peter. And they'd be like, what are you laughing at, son?
It's crazy, St. Peter, because I'm Dick Button.
He's like, I've never heard this one before.
You think it thunders in heaven when you cuss? Like it's a little gentle reminder.
Or it censors it for you as soon as you want to say it. It's thunder.
Beep.
Is there a line in heaven that says hell or somewhere else?
Oh, probably. There's probably a road sign somewhere. Go to hell or somewhere else.
God.
Man, oh man.
You can imagine that line.
You know what's crazy about women, and again, just off the top of my head here, is that there's a... Paige is not sick. She's just running a hair behind. I don't know what kind of hair.
On her own schedule.
She's running a hair behind. But there's this woman at the gym, and I know I'm breaking one of the rules. It's a judgment-free zone, but I'm not doing it in the zone. I'm judging outside the judgment-free zone.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, you can do it outside. It's like a confessional booth.
I feel like that's a Rob point. He would have made that point in court.
I think I actually asked him, and he consulted me on that. But she has my point here is that it's cool that women are more okay with wearing straight out wigs or even the extensions and stuff now. But there's a woman at my gym that I've seen three times this week, and it's the hair length has changed all 3 days. Not that she could have got a progressive haircut either.
Ooh.
Like it's this pony that she wears. A pony.
Oh, side pony.
It's a pony that she wears, and it's, I actually could tell by the way her head was shaking as she was doing the elliptical. The elliptical. Do y'all know where the ellipticals are?
Where's the elliptical?
It's over there by the dick buttons, aisle four. That's where the ellipticals are.
She got one handlebar or two? That's what the pony is.
Oh.
Remember pigtails?
It's a one. It's okay. A one pony tail. And I can tell by the way her head's bouncing that it's an extension. Plus, I was in a relationship with a woman who told me how you could always tell. Like, you can see it right here. I'm like, now I can always see it. And
they're expensive, too.
I'm like, but what do people in your – and I really wonder about this. Do people in your everyday life ever comment on that? Like, do they – girl, hair's longer today. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I'm sure other women do. If that woman told you how to notice, then I'm sure they all notice and, you know.
Yeah.
Women – some women are catty creatures. They don't like other women.
Yeah.
So if they could point out those extensions, they'll definitely mention, hey, bitch got extensions.
Her butt's, that butt's fake.
Not even good either. She's a chair jumper. You better watch out.
How do you know it's fake? Because when you walk, both cheeks are going up. And it's usually it's one up, down. But they're both going up at the same time. That's fake. I was like, wow, now I have an excuse to look at asses. I can say, I was just looking to see if it was real or not. That's all. That's it.
Yeah, I see a lot of those.
Clean up on aisle 14 near the dick buttons.
See a lot of those at the gym. A lot of butts.
A lot of, well, yeah. And yeah. And they're all like, no woman, no matter. And yeah, God, I'm being judgmental as hell. Men, if men could get away with it, they would do it more. But leggings, it doesn't matter the size woman she will wear the leggings.
Yeah.
And
thank God we don't wear them.
Amen. And especially from the front. I mean, they may would give me an ass because I don't have one. I thought about the implants.
I'm so glad I'm a dude. So much easier.
What if I got butt implants? Because really, that's something about my body that I don't like. I can lose weight. I can get heart healthy. I can tone up my arms. M-A-R-M-S. Marms.
Marms.
But I ain't going to get no butt.
Dude, you know what I found out?
I'm thinking about the implants.
Some girls now, when they get breast augmentation... they ain't implants. They'll suck the fat from liposuction and put it right in the breast.
Yeah, but that's...
and it, like, fills the tissue or something.
But
like
that also, to me, will...
they can do that to your butt.
Yeah, but if your gut is sagging, you don't want to put that in there because then it's just going to spread that out into more areas, and I just don't think they would hang right.
I feel like you could control it more from gut to butt.
Is that what they call it? It's like from farm to table?
Oh. It should be like a workout CD. We're going to make it go from gut to butt.
From farm to table, from gut to butt. Welcome to the organic plastic surgeon. It's plant-based.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It's not like Coconuts where they put the silicone injection right in your butt cheeks.
No, it's plant-based. We're going to put some gourds in your ass.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Perfect for the fall season next year.
Your body won't reject it because it's your own fat, hopefully, and it won't get so hard like implants get.
But you want a little bit of... what's the word here I'm looking for? You know, I don't like the ones that are like completely hard looking.
Yeah, but they make look them painful. Some of them I've seen.
Especially
them.
When they don't have enough chest skin for them big titty boobies. You ever watch TV on Tubi?
Actually,
but I'm not judging
an
anybody. If it makes them feel better, go get them.
Right, Paige. What aisle are the dick buttons on? Aisle 14.
The what?
Okay.
Should have been listening.
Should have been listening on the drive-in.
Trying to help those female members out.
I didn't hear
Dick Buttons died.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You said what aisle was he on?
It's Benjamin's daddy.
Well, I was saying that they carry that product up at Adam and Eve as well.
Oh, what aisle? Oh, get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Look, I know.
I listen to you when I leave here.
I know.
Yeah, but I forgot my phone and I had to go back.
That happens a lot. How do you forget a phone?
Because I picked up the wrong item. Like, I bought my makeup bag, but I didn't pick up my phone.
I thought you'd pick up a block.
Hey,
it's getting bigger.
I picked up the remote thinking it was my wallet somehow. I went to Walmart.
God almighty.
And I was driving going, wow, I don't hear any music. Oh, no. I don't have any.
She's like, oh, no.
The phone. I got to go back.
I don't have a light going off trying to give me a seizure.
Alexa.
3 times an hour.
Alexa, where's my phone?
I don't have Alexa in my car, unfortunately.
You left it at your house.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I leave the house, I'm thinking my neighbor's going to scream at me, Alexa, snooze.
But Alexa, where's my phone? I don't know. Where you leave it?
Do either one of you ever hear your neighbors like...
Take it out.
You know, getting arguing or maybe sexual loudness?
Anything? No.
I've heard that before.
You live in... townhomes and such.
I've lived in apartments where I heard such.
Oh, I did too. And they were older apartments, mm-hmm. So I figured they'd be thicker walls. But
you hear moaning and you hear like the headboard hitting the wall. I told you the story about my neighbor, and he had the sound of chains and grunting, and my roommate thought that he was like,
"Was it Otis from Pinheads?"
She thought he was kinky or something, and she says, "I don't know what so and so does next door, but you need to go talk to him." And I said, "Okay, I will." No. And I went and I said, "I don't want to be rude, but my roommate, she needs to get up early in the morning, and you're doing something. Can you do it in the other room?" And he says, I've got to wait.
Paige was like Chrissy from Three's Company going there.
I was.
Excuse you're moaning me. Too loud in there.
You're moaning. Hey. Can you just go do it in the other room? I don't want to be rude, but she's complaining, and I don't want to hear her mouth. So he says that he's got a weight machine, and that's what he's doing. That's you're hearing the chain.
Ah.
And he says, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I'll do it another time. But he was actually really... really funny.
That sounds like an episode of a sitcom where they think they're in there. Dude, they're in there having sex, and now they're using S&M stuff.
Yes, it sounded like that. He's like, oh.
Come on, give me 10 more.
No, it's like grunting and like, ew.
I didn't get the sex noises, but I used to hear my R-worded neighbor take fat S's.
He was constantly retired.
What?
He never worked again.
That would be the worst.
He had 5 cats, too.
Yeah.
The other neighbor is such a bitch, man, and her dog barked constantly. I called her a bitch one day. I said it.
You said it to her face?
Yeah, there's no love lost. Because I would straight up say hey to her, and then she wouldn't say anything.
And then you called her a bitch, and she then, maybe that was her name. She's like, finally, you know my name.
I can't respond to you,
dude. It's pronounced bitch, but it's okay.
Bitch.
It's with a Y, it's bitch. What's up, bitch? It's Bitch. Sorry.
Excuse me.
You mispronounced it.
It's Bitch.
What's up, Biatch? Dick Buttons, dead at 95.
Oh.
Also, I've been doing it in the plural form.
I'm sorry.
He's just Dick Button. Just one. Not Dick Buttons.
What was he famous for?
Figure skating. He was the voice of figure skating.
Yeah. God,
oh,
man.
Oh, my gosh.
The community's lost a lot.
I should have known that. I've watched plenty of that in my day.
Right.
The timing of that is really odd.
So sad.
Why?
Well, you know, we just lost a lot of figure skating community in the plane crash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Young skaters and coaches.
That is so sad.
And then he passes away.
Yeah. Well, again, Dick was 95. I mean, he did it all.
It's very unfortunate for Mr. Buttons.
He did. Button.
Button.
Done.
I'll get it right.
Only one button. There was only one Dick Button.
I imagine.
Not anymore.
There was no, what were his parents thinking? I mean, what was his parents thinking?
It's got to be a popular name back in the day.
Dick.
I imagine it was. Richard.
Yeah. Yeah. Chubby Cox is good.
It's my son. God dang it.
I know. I was trying to think of a...
it just like left me.
Most people don't have filthy minds.
So I do. That's why I remember.
Meat flaps.
Meat flaps.
That's what it is.
Meat flaps.
That's where the nipple touches the stomach.
The Flap family. They were great. They were so much fun.
Oh, well, that music signifies that we need to go to break. But before we do so, I'll tell you this. Paige has arrived. She's here.
Yay.
So thank you for that. I'm glad to see you.
Better planning on my part tomorrow.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, be here on time on Saturday, Paige.
I promise I will.
Perfect. Hopefully, yeah, I see your text. It is our payday. Well, I said that, so that's why you're telling us. Yes, it's a lot of people's payday at the end of the month. Isn't that nice? It's fun. Everybody's like, yeah, made it through one more, 11 down, and then I'll start my new resolutions.
Yeah. Won't do it. Won't get them.
Feel free to text us or call us. It's the same number either way, 1-800-774-0093. That provided by the TLC Motors.com phone lines. Don't text and drive, but you can call and drive And both of those have some kind of standard data text rates applying.
Somehow that's less distracting.
I mean, you just hit a button on your steering wheel and just start talking. But what was odd? Remember the one car that came up that reflected on the windshield your speed, how fast you were going? So you could look straight out the window but see it down in the bottom?
Yeah, I heard about that. And never saw it, though.
They took it out because they said it was distracted driving.
I used to hold the phone up past the steering wheel and do it. I mean, it's
I can sometimes black. Drive with two hands, but a phone in my hand, too, at the same time.
Yep.
But I'm not distracted at all. Paige.
Oh, my gosh.
What is up in the place?
We have to talk about this woman by the name of Rihanna Evans. And she sent these particular videos to her ex-boyfriend. And she got arrested. So yeah. What kind of videos were they?
Coming rainbow, rainbow.
Yeah, I mean, they had to be something where she's doing something illegal or embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two.
Hopefully, both.
Hopefully, illegally embarrassing.
Great yeah. story.
You know this?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I hope yeah. you have some sound.
All right, we're going to find out about them.
If you have some sound for me.
We'll find out about those videos, what she sent him, and reflecting more on the life of Dick Button. Just one. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Morning show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this woman got arrested for sending these particular videos to her ex-boyfriend. I guess the ex-boyfriend wouldn't have any of this. And
You have to say the usual thing.
Good morning, I'm Paige.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry I jumped ahead. I was so excited about the story. So there's a 25-year-old woman named Rhiannon Evans.
I like that song.
Yes. And she just became the first person in the UK to plead guilty to, get this, I love this term, cyber farting.
Wow.
Yes. So.
Cyber farting.
She was cyber farting.
She was cyber
farting. In the UK. She pled guilty to cyber farting. And she,
hello, governor. I'm guilty of blowing out my poo sounds.
She admitted to harassing her ex-partner last month by texting videos of herself farting into her phone. Well, he wouldn't have any of that, so.
She's farting.
Wow.
She sent an initial video, then three more on December 22nd, and four more the next few days.
Merry Christmas.
I'm glad that she was able to do it on command and on the phone. I'm impressed because I cannot do that. So cops got practice. Involved. I know.
You do have to just, it's something to never give up on.
It's
you will soil some britches.
God. You really will. But you know what? It's all worth the...
Planes did the Wright brothers crash for that one word.
Bless.
You know?
So she continued to send more videos on December 26th and again on New Year's Day. So she must have eaten some beans or something that
happy
got
poo
to her.
Year.
Yes. The ex said the videos made her feel unsafe in her own home.
She should have lit them up.
Oh, so her ex was a girl.
Yeah, yes. And so she, Rhiannon, her lawyer, told a judge that the two women have had bad blood and she had been drinking since she sent the text over WhatsApp. And she did admit to the harassment and the judge sentenced her to probation and she has to do a series of rehab sessions. She can't drink for 60 days and they tacked on a two-year restraining order all because she was sending a series of fart videos to her ex.
Man, it's probably what broke him up. You know what? If you fart again, I'm not going to scissor with you anymore.
Stop farting.
Do lesbians over there speak Cockney? Hello there. I'm not going to put my privates near yours anymore because you're farting.
So she sent them to her boyfriend's ex.
Her boyfriend's ex.
Yeah, yeah. So that wasn't her girlfriend. This was her boyfriend's ex. So she got in big trouble
that's
for
weird.
That.
Still sending fart vids to another woman.
Yeah, either way, it's still weird. I mean, they're kind of like, what do they call it when it's the two girls? Lucy in-laws?
That's a great question. Eskimo sisters, right?
Eskimo sisters. I was talking about with the in-laws part. Like, what's the female equivalent of, let's say, the man's name Peter?
Oh, yeah, same thing.
Okay.
I
guess it would be.
There are some funny type fart videos on, you know, Instagram or whatever. If she did them on command, I'm very impressed by that.
God, I would die right now if you have the one where the girl is singing from my BDA. You probably don't have that.
Which one was it?
Was she singing Crazy by Gnarls Barkley?
I might have.
She was British too.
Did we do that one last time? If we did it last time, I got it.
That's why this is so good.
I can find that.
This might be it. God, it's not it.
That's the one where the guy started laughing and he laughed. Mm-hmm. He was fart laughing.
Yeah, I don't have it, dang.
Oh, it's okay.
It's just like you got to get your phone with you and you're like, oh, the gas is coming. I got to film it. I don't know. The whole thing is it's a lot to consider.
That's why you go to the bathroom with a buddy. You have a film crew.
Alexa, tape this fart.
Waiting.
Dang it, man. I wish I could find it. I used to have this
old biatch.
I had it saved on my phone.
Of all the things
Damn.
To do.
I just don't get why send it.
She's a drunk.
Why would you be so jealous of someone
Part
else?
Of the order was she can't drink for 60 days. Yeah. So, like, clearly she got to I believe it was David Ball who said.
So maybe they were beer farts. We don't know.
Your boyfriend's getting these poots.
He's doing the Guinness farts. Man, I cannot find that. Once you've lost one, it's going to be hard to find it. Because how do you Google to find a British woman singing Gnarls Barkley and farting?
I guess I just did that.
Okay,
yeah, how you found that in the beginning? I don't know. It's just amazing.
Here's a preview of one you're going to hear soon.
Oh,
this woman's trying to run in the house to go to the bathroom and she starts.
Oh, that sounded
Can I hear that again?
I think you got outtakes to a Donald
Duck. Almost like she was laughing.
She was.
From her bottom.
She was.
It's she was snickering.
It's like the dude in the hospital that laugh farted.
Yeah, you got some DuckTales outtakes.
You know, there's one video that I did see where this guy gets out of the car and she farts in the car, and then she realizes that her boyfriend's parents are sitting in the back seat of the car the whole time when she throws it out the door.
They probably start puking too.
They just looked at her in horror, and then she left the car, and then they all started laughing. But you know,
I did that Google search mechanism I just said, and it did not work.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's gone forever. If anyone has that video, forward it to me, please.
Also, if you got cheap eggs, let me know where.
Oh,
here's a hot tip.
Oh, somebody sent it. No, that ain't it. That's another fart video. Everybody, if you listen to the sound of my voice right now, you got a fart video on your phone. You know you do. You got it saved. It might not be one of your own original content pieces, but you've got a fart video saved.
Yep.
I've got tons.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't ever think to record farting. Them.
Well, now you got to start, right? You got to build an arsenal.
Now.
Hold it till you get a phone in hand.
Okay. Because normally it's like, you know, I do it in the bathroom, not outside.
Oh, please. She was probably ripping them in the car. She didn't have her phone. That's when she realized she had to go back and get it.
She's like, I'm going to tape this fart. Oh, no, I don't have my phone.
Can I borrow your phone? I got to send this to so-and-so.
Take this fart and shove it.
Hey, will you tape something for me? Somebody thinks you're going to take a picture, and you just maneuver and fart while they video it.
I like that she's consistent, though.
Oh, man.
She's got a goal.
How did I lose that? That's one of my favorite videos of all time.
That was funny. Very funny.
It's got to be in that folder somewhere, right?
Although there's this new stuff they're doing with AI where this is what we do. We take something that's incredible like that and we make it vile. Like if there's two women in a picture, you can now make them kiss.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So now that you can... I saved it, and it bothers me, though. But I remember a picture from when I was a kid. It was Mr. T as Santa Claus with Nancy Reagan sitting on his lap. And now they're kissing on videos.
What the hell?
That's not cool.
That's not
Give me a kiss,
nice.
Fool.
Mommy, what are you doing?
Mommy, fool.
Bless her.
I call you daddy, mommy.
Can't say anything bad about her.
Oh, I loved her. She kept me from doing drugs.
Yes, she did. She said, just say no, little Matthew. All right, so if you think going on Ozempic is an easy way...
Oh, no, we got to go to break.
Oh,
that
okay.
Music's playing. Yeah.
You look at me like I just did it.
It's been playing for some time.
Well, I'm so enthralled by the gas. I just wanted to hear that again.
Your mind is that video?
I'm sorry. We'll have to wait for that. We'll do the Ozempic story again.
Okay. That probably causes crazy gas,
yeah,
too.
I'm just going to say, if you think it's an easy way to lose weight, think again, and we'll tell you why next.
If you're taking it, you better put it down. Some glutide to get you.
Put it down. Oh, yeah.
Don't you pick it back up.
And headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. I'm Paige.
Thank you, Paige.
That's what's happening
on
the planet.
Thank you, Gosling Electric.
Yes.
Just like Ryan. That's how Gosling or Gosling? Gosling like Ryan.
Hey, girl. That's you need a new GFCI breaker?
Hey, you may come and change your power outlets. I don't know. Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Fat boy, who is a part-time electrician, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well.
Or in the sports?
We've got Justin Tucker, the most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL, with some allegations that just came out, a la Deshaun Watson.
Oh,
uh-oh, what could he have done?
Oh, he might have left remnants of himself in a couple different places.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but hey, he's getting targeted, evidently.
I did that in the downstairs toilet yesterday.
Of himself?
Plus,
is he shedding?
Well, I guess you could say that.
Like that.
Plus, we got a couple.
I took a shed yesterday down there.
We got a couple. This day in sports history that'll really bring you back.
Watch me not know these, though. I've been going over here lately.
One has an audio piece with it.
Well, that'll help then.
A little clip.
All right. We'll get some sports. And don't forget this. It's Friday. Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sport... Oh, what? Huh?
What's it brought to us by, though?
Served by Bojangles. On the Sand Sports History.
Do talk, biscuits.
49 years ago, this gentleman.
Bless you.
He hit the charts. This peaked at number 17 on the country charts.
Did you ever see Terry Bradshaw?
It is Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, fun.
The original TB12.
FKA Tom Brady.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite conspiracy mystery.
Isn't it the greatest? The fact that Terry Bradshaw was having some surgery done in the offseason. He didn't want the press to know about it. So he made up a name. And the name that he made up was Tom Brady. Years before there was
a real Tom,
Tom Brady.
Imagine that.
Isn't it wild?
That's crazy.
So Lonesome I Could Cry hit the charts at number 17. And that was all the way in 1976.
That was an original song.
Yeah.
Not hardly.
And 25 years ago, exactly.
I think Hank Sr. did it.
Yeah,
first.
I think so. I've heard it before.
This Atlanta Braves pitcher was suspended by Major League Baseball for various comments made in a Sports Illustrated interview.
Would that be one Jonathan Rocker?
It is John Rocker. And if you
What could he have said?
I can't say it. But if you want to see what Michelle Obama's birthday cake looks like, go to John Rocker's Twitter.
Today's Big Mike's birthday?
I think it was recently.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Remember he posted the picture of the cake.
The picture of them at the longest table ever. Like, man, I can tell by the table y'all set. Y'all are not a close couple, Michelle and Barry.
That's very unfortunate.
I know. It's just like very like a long table, but she has real long arms so they can still hold hands across.
I'm surprised you said Michelle, to be honest with you.
Big Mike.
I can't stop saying it now, man. Big Mike.
Cat Williams made me. I mean, you know.
He made you.
His videos did.
Okay.
Justin Tucker, it came out that he's been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by 6 massage therapists in the Baltimore area.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, he said he's not going to stand by and let these accusations fly. He's going to vigorously defend himself, but I mean, come on.
But 6.
I know. We're in the same argument, 6, dude. Plus, a couple of them said you left the remnants of yourself on the table.
So they,
how gross.
So yep. That's, I mean, does that mean they went through with it? They did it against their will?
I think a couple said that he, accusing him of rubbing his genitals against their person.
Oh.
Ew.
Bare genitals.
Right.
Arr. So he's been banned from a couple of spas.
I can see that.
What is with that, though? Like, you know, Robert Kraft, TB12.
I don't.
Others?
It's kind of stupid to assume that there's a happy ending just because you're getting a massage.
I can't say that I haven't had that fantasy when laying down for a massage before, especially if the woman was hot, but I would have never initiated it, though.
Yeah,
now she said,
I mean, how
I flip
that
over here and let me massage you with my mouth.
Turn over, big boy.
Well, you got to talk about my size.
Okay, tiny one.
No, I don't do that. Normal looking man. Just want to be a normie, Paige.
You're so
not
tiny.
Not a normus.
All right, tiny.
Want to be a normie, over. Not a normus.
Tiny. Now, see, look, it's that humiliation that people
are
into.
My name's Nate
now.
Archibald. Don't call me tiny.
Of course, we got the Rumble tomorrow. I don't have the entrance.
The Royal Rumble's tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
Woo! What do I wear?
It's from Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
What are you dressed for?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's another one. People just can't say it.
They can't do
what
it.
Do you, what that. Do you dress for the Royal Rumble?
I dress.
You have to wear a crown?
I wear 30 different outfits.
You must. So we got the Women's Rumble, the Men's Rumble. Don't have any. Like, they haven't really played up the entrance part of it here recently.
You have to wear a cape?
There's been rumors, but, I mean, there's always rumors.
You like, know. Who's going to, like, Cena? Sure, Cena's going to be in it.
Cena is.
Yeah. When you said,
it's his last.
When you said Royal Rumble, I always...
You just heard us say Royal Rumble.
Since I don't know much about this, I always think of Flair and his little glitter outfits.
Like butterfly robe.
It's a robe.
Okay.
It's not a glitter outfit.
It's cute.
Those are rhinestones.
That would be a Royal Rumble outfit, wouldn't it?
You got to throw your man over the top. He's both feet have to hit the floor. Not like Stone Cold when he cheated in 1997 at the Alamo Dome and came back in behind the ref's back.
What the hell?
So, the crap with Kofi got annoying, too, where he would barely almost touch the floor. Although, that took some crazy upper body strength to do that. Remember the time he walked over the side rails and jumped back over into the ring? That's just,
I enjoy,
just silliness.
I really enjoy how they're buried in the mid-card now, because that's automatic fast-forward for me. Every time I see those two on TV, I'm like, don't care.
Yeah, it's kind of tired. But I did hear or read or watch whatever that Big E will be coming back though from a broken neck, which you're probably going to say you don't care about him either. I just think it'd be cool to see him come back because I didn't think he was going to wrestle again.
Turned off from working the gimmick in here with us and kind of just really making fun of us to our face because you know thinking we're just somebody you know a couple marks that picked up on the lingo. And
no
just,
kidding, like. Man, that was
come on.
That was an interview that really I thought was just going to be outside going in. Like this is going to be awesome because these guys are hilarious.
Yep.
And they came in acting like
it's like okay,
we were like the man, and they were you know.
We see what this is. Do the shtick and leave.
Oh.
Do your bit. Do your little gimmick.
New Day sucks. New Day sucks. Yeah, we are out of here.
I'm glad you broke up.
I told Xavier, I'm like, oh, man, you went to Furman. This is crazy. Let's talk.
Yeah, Furman.
And Vince wanted to make you the greatest tag team ever.
Let's talk about the wrestling that's going on tonight. Let's sell some tickets. I'm like, dude, you got to tell a story if you want to sell some tickets.
Oh. Yeah.
But what do I know?
Bellish.
Thank you, Paige.
I mean, you're a former champ.
I know. I am.
That was
it wasn't a
booking.
Finger of Polka Doom either. It was a
what?
Oh, Paige, it killed the business. Not really, but I mean, it killed that brand.
Yeah, that brand was done.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, I'm learning. So
Monday, we'll review the Royal Rumble then.
Oh, yeah, we got to.
Royal Rumble. I'll tell you what we're going to do next is I'm going to give out some phone numbers now. Next, meaning we'll come back and take these phone calls that I imagine we'll get. Friday, we always get. I think Friday calls usually the best, followed by Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday calls.
You better not be driving.
You can drive and just don't text and drive. You can drive and call. But do it with discretion. And get your parents' permission, kids, if you're driving, if you can call too.
We'll know if you do it.
Yeah. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093
is
Friday.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.